Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
This is a bizarre story. Harold Kingston. Harold, good afternoon. Good to talk to you again.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How are you keeping?
Good now.
How are you managing in the lockdown down in Timalea, Cork McSherry?
I suppose it's a guess that we're very lucky with the location that we happen to be locked down in.
You sure are.
You know, it's absolutely gorgeous.
And beautiful Butlerstown and all that part of the country. Gorgeous. Okay, but now...
Obviously, the big worry at the start was we were going to be inundated with visitors, and thankfully they haven't come because it would have been chaos trying to manage otherwise.
Okay, now, this story. 23, the biggest ever... mass poisoning of wildlife, mass poisoning of buzzards near where you are in County Cork. When did you find out about this, Harold?
First I got heard of it actually was a farmer rang me that he'd heard it on a local radio station. There was no information whatsoever going around the area about it until it broke it was farmers started ringing me to know what on earth is after happening here. Isn't it a shame? And most guys, when they heard it, the first thing they did was have a look to see were their own nests still intact, because we actually love them. They're a gorgeous bird.
And when did you find out that this mass poisoning had happened?
Literally when it broke in the media.
That's
about a week ago.
A week ago. But it didn't happen a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
No, it was last autumn that it happened, which makes logical sense for anybody who knows anything about buzzards. This time of the year, they'll be out in their pairs and managing their nests and so on, whereas at that time of the year, in the autumn, they can tend to come together once they leave the nest and flock together. So it would be possible to have a mass poisoning at that time, unfortunately. So it would be sometime in the autumn would be the time that it happened. My understanding, it's a local landowner discovered it and straight away reported it to authorities because he was as shocked as anybody else.
Now, it happened before, and do people initially blame farmers?
Oh, always. Listen, no matter what it is, the farmers usually get the blame anyway. But I can assure you, in this case, if it is a farmer, it's a very strange thing to do, because these particular birds, their main food sources would be rats, rabbits, wood pigeons, and crows, all of which wouldn't really be friends of farmers, whether it's crops or whether you've lambs or cows. In my case, we don't like any of those species. So seeing the buzzards around is absolutely fabulous.
And they are beautiful birds.
Oh, the beautiful bird! Beautiful bird. Yeah.
So what's the theories going around about these 23 buzzards in near where you are?
Well, look, the most thing is there's lots of theories. I'm not going to go speculating live on national airwaves, because unfortunately that's what's causing a lot of hassle. There's farmers are complaining because of the fact that they're being blamed for something that's quite clearly farmers don't want to happen. There's various people being blamed for it. What I would love to see is I'd love to see a bit more official information come out about it, because until we actually start ruling out who was definitely not responsible, then people are going to be blamed. And I've seen online comments about, take the farm off and take all their payments off and they should be put out of business. Look, it's the lack of information is the problem.
And the poison...
Even the local wildlife group haven't even been given information, as Parks and Wildlife seem to be keeping it very close to their chest. Maybe it's operational reasons, but they'd need to make some statement on it.
But Harold, the poison apparently is a banned toxic substance called carbofuran.
Yeah, it's an insecticide. It hasn't been allowed in Ireland since 2008 or 2009 or something.
Wow.
It's still legally available in some countries. It could be possible to bring in. It could be possible somebody had some of it left. I don't know. It's not something that we'd have.
Okay, and what form does that come in? Is it a liquid or a powder?
It could be a powder or a liquid. I would assume it's a powder would be the easiest way of transporting.
But every single bird had died from ingesting carbofuran.
Again, because of the fact that they flock together, it would be quite easy for that number at that particular time of the year.
Yeah.
So it's a single incidence that happens to be a big number, simply because these birds have been spreading down along the East Coast. They're not that long in terms of big numbers in this particular area. They happen to love the area because they nest in trees or on cliff edges. They like to have open territory to actually fly around. So any bit of tillage ground, they love any open fields with hedges between. That's what they love. So they've absolutely adopted this area as all of West Cork as their home. So it unfortunately at that time of the year it is possible for something like that to happen, which is why, you know, look, whoever this was, if they were looking to kill the couple of birds in their own area, whatever their daft reason is for it, unfortunately it resulted in a mass killing, which is terribly unfortunate. It happened before. It wasn't farmers. It was never released as to what it was, but it was a very isolated incident.
Now, where was that? Because
that was near Clonakilty. I happen to know what happened there, but it was a very isolated incident.
Is this the incident where the buzzards' heads were, where they were decapitated and their legs taken off?
From my understanding, that's not the situation in this case.
Okay.
So that was a completely isolated incident, and this seems to be another isolated incident.
And did they ever identify who killed the buzzards for their heads and their feet?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was identified but not proven. But so as to how the authorities handled it at the time, you know, there's laws in place, and you let the laws deal with that.
And Parks and Wildlife have been on to us saying the 23 birds, the buzzards that were poisoned near you, they were intact.
They were intact. So, exactly. So,
and what were they saying?
It just shows that this is another completely isolated instance again.
But
that kind of information would have been useful to have at the start as well.
Are buzzards, I don't know whether I must read up on them. Are the heads of buzzards used in rituals or?
It would have been, yeah.
Oh, would have been? Oh, wow. Yeah. Who used the heads of buzzards in January? It's a funny old world, to say the least, but they're a gorgeous animal. And it's terrible that nearly two dozen of them have been slaughtered or poisoned.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Okay.
That's a shame. And look, it again, as I say, all the local farmers are anyone I've spoken to has been looking for information to know who on earth would do this.
Okay.
Because these would be farmers' friends, believe me.
And have you heard through your IFA contacts, Harold, is there any other instance around the country of buzzards being
heard
poisoned?
Anything like this, no.
Okay.
And that's the thing is, this is making national news simply because of the fact it's so unusual.
Yeah,
and that's you know, the incidences of something like this happening is very, very unusual, and that's why it's making national news, and that's why everybody locally is so upset about it.
But you're saying, well, insofar as you can say, it wasn't farmers.
No.
And if it was a farmer, it was a stupid farmer.
For some strange reason or whatever, it certainly isn't. There would be no farming reason to get rid of them.
Okay, anyway. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are a protected species. There's no
illegal.
Yeah, it's totally illegal. Okay, Harold, thanks indeed, and stay well down in Corbankshire and Dimmalig and Butlerstown, brilliant part of the country. 51551 Joe at rte.ie.